This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury, in the studio with
Arvini Braj
and Christine Wong.
We're asking you about what is your ideal working condition and why. Is it a co-working space? Is it working from home? Is it going back to the office? Or is it something else? You can let us know. The poll over on Twitter says this.
It says 11.6% for co-working space, 47.9% for work from home, 32.6% for back to office, and 7.9% for other. I was expecting co-working space to get the 32.6%, but it's surprising that there's almost 50% for work from home, and then there's like a huge 32% for back to office.
Yeah, I think the co-working space is still a little bit unfamiliar to some people. They might not feel as safe, which is odd about going back to the office. You know, I think the thing is, going back to the office is somewhere familiar. You know what's there, whereas a co-working space, you're not sure who's coming in and going out, right?
Yeah, but you know what? In the wise words of Dorothy Gale, there's no place like home.
This is true. Click, click, click. Speaking of click, 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 let's TikTok, TikTok. Next story, please.
Wow, okay. Well, here's the thing. In case you haven't heard of a little app called TikTok, it's a short-form video content social media platform app situation thing.
I think Donald Trump might even know what TikTok is right now.
Yeah, he's not very pleased about it
not
existing.
At all, right?
But it turns out that TikTok is not only very popular on its own, but a lot of companies have either aped it or have at least acknowledged its presence as a threat. So we have talked a bit before about how Netflix have identified TikTok as a major competitor. Instagram released a new feature called Reels, which is very familiar and definitely not at all a complete clone of TikTok. And now, following hot on the heels of that, is YouTube, who are also addressing the threatening presence of TikTok with the announcement of their new feature, YouTube Shorts. So on Monday, YouTube officially announced its new feature, YouTube Shorts, which looks and sounds a lot like TikTok. According to YouTube, Shorts is, and I quote, a new way to express yourself in 15 seconds or less. Users can use it to create and watch short-form videos right on YouTube, and will provide a number of tools to allow creators to make videos on their mobile devices. It will consist of a multi-segment camera that can combine separate clips, as well as speed controls and a timer and a countdown, so you can create videos without needing to hold your phone. It also comes with a library of music you can use to record with.
Wow, this all sounds extremely familiar.
Definitely not at all like TikTok sounds. So if you go to YouTube, you may notice a new section on your YouTube homepage called Shorts. That's where this content will live. And word of this new feature first leaked in April, so this has been coming for a while. But in YouTube's official announcement, the company said it will first roll YouTube Shorts out in India, which makes perfect sense when you consider that TikTok was banned there in late June. So
fresh market.
Really sounds like YouTube is trying to strike while the iron is hot in that particular market. And they've got a chance to really take off there and maybe move on to success in other countries too.
I was just trying to think of the last time I heard an app being described as a threat.
You heard?
I heard, yeah. And I can't think of any other app that has been described as a threat. The only time I've heard that kind of, that mentioned was for stuff like torrenting and for stuff like LimeWire and all of that kind of stuff. But, you know, a while ago. But that wasn't something on your phone. This wasn't the president of the US coming in and saying this app is a threat.
And it was illegal also.
Illegal. Illegal platform.
I think what really gets my goat about this particular app is the fact that Vine obviously was its predecessor and was very, very similar in many ways. And no one really talked about Vine the same way that we're talking about TikTok now. I think we acknowledged it as a legitimate platform and one with some steam and you know, but it never quite got to the level of influence that TikTok has. And so I feel like TikTok has really risen in the place of Vine a little bit.
Yeah,
but I think a lot of that is perhaps to do with available tech now. I mean, Vine was great if you were not wanting to edit anything really and just doing a quick kind of point and shoot kind of stuff. But the stuff that TikTok are doing, it really takes advantage of your smartphone. The syncing it up with the music and the filters and stuff. I can see why people use it effectively and why they are kind of addicted to it. I understand. And I refuse to get involved in all of that. Because it's a slippery slope.
Yeah.
But with YouTube coming into the equation, that kind of makes me think, and this is what YouTube are very smart at. It's made me rethink, you know, YouTube, they're legitimate. They're this, they're that. And it's kind of legitimizing the idea.
It's the branding, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I wanted to ask you guys if you noticed any difference in your YouTube homepage, because I've been seeing this for the last month or month and a half, where I follow a bunch of channels and they always like recommend their videos to me. And all of a sudden I'll see like channel I know, channel I know, channel I know, and then like a 12-second video of a meme that has like 4.7 million views.
I have noticed opposing views to what I would normally watch sneaking into my stream.
But short form content?
Not all of it.
Not all?
No.
I've seen a lot of like 12-second, 15-second, 20-second videos, especially from, mostly from, what's his name, ProZD, the voiceover guy.
But he's not, but I will say this, I do follow ProZD quite closely. He already did short-form content since like,
a long time ago.
Yeah.
No, so these are old videos, like 3-4-year-old content popping up on my homepage, 12 seconds long. And I'm like, why? It looks a lot like TikTok, so why are you doing this? And then this news drops.
Boom, there you go.
You know what? I think it's safe to say that we may not quite understand the face of consumers nowadays and how they respond to trends and differences and digitalization and all that. And if you want to know more about that, we have a little webinar coming up at 1:30 p.m.
We do, and thank you for the plug, Christine. It's very nice. I'll be hosting, or rather moderating, a webinar about the new face of consumers and how COVID-19 has unveiled a new group of consumers. And as shoppers made the switch to digital shopping almost overnight, on top of that, we also have a younger generation who genuinely cares about how their actions impact the planet. If you want to understand more and get behind the nuts and bolts of that into the nitty-gritty, come and join us over on Facebook at around 1:30. Mm-hmm. Now, coming up after the 1 o'clock news, though, something you might want to tune into. It is the Breakfast Grill replay. Former youth and sports minister Syed Saddiq is stepping out of the shadow of some of his mentors and is driving a youth movement to disrupt and challenge the traditional political power structure here in Malaysia. Will this spark a larger movement, or will it be extinguished by the status quo? Tune in just after 1 o'clock. It's a good one. You should probably have a listen. That's all coming up very shortly, though. But let's have some music to take us up into the break. It is Like Lee with Youth Knows No Pain here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.